Good morning to one and all, and a very happy new year to all the listeners. I'm so happy to be coming your way again. As a motto for this year, let us remember Ephesians 5:16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Just like yesterday is gone forever, so will the days of this new year flee, and that rapidly. What we do for God and souls will have to be done soon. All of our years, when with care they're numbered, mark but a speck on the great sea of time. Spent like the telling of some ancient story, they vanish away as the sound of its rhyme. Yes, they're gone, those moments forever. Numbered are they with the deeds of the past. We can but hope to be true in the future, some of the time to redeem at the last. Soon will life's harvest forever be ended. Soon shall the blossoms of summer decay. Soon shall their sweet-scented odors have perished, borne by the cool winds of autumn away. Trusting in God, let us rush to the rescue, forward with might in the name of our King. Satan shall flee at the tramp of our footsteps, and the glad song of the victors will sing. Listen to this scripture reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 12. That ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you into his kingdom and glory. Perhaps you realize, as this new year is swiftly moving on in the month of January, that we're travelers. And of course, we travel this way only once. We cannot come back and walk again the steps which we leave today. But walking is a symbol of traveling. I remember as a child how long the distance seemed when I walked from school to home. Some people like to have others walk with them, and the way doesn't seem so lonely. I hope that you have found this friend of mine, which I want to tell you about, the Jesus of the Bible, who will walk by your side from morning until night. But notice that the scripture says that ye would walk worthy of God. Now, God will be pleased to walk with you if you want to walk with him. But there are some requirements. 1 John 2:6 says this, He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. Therefore, as Christ walked, so we should also walk. In other words, he is our example. And in 1 Peter 2:21 we find this verse, For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps. Let us be like the little boy who endeavors to follow his father's long footsteps in the snow. Now, here's what Jesus said concerning how we should walk. This verse is found in Matthew 16:24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. I believe that he wants us to follow close by his side and not afar off. In speaking of the disciples who forsook the Lord when Jesus was taken to be tried and crucified, it is written of Peter that he followed afar off. Do you suppose Peter thought he might be classified with the Lord if he was too near him? Do you suppose he was ashamed to be seen with him? Oh, yes, he followed, but it was a long way from him. He couldn't have much communion with the Lord in that far-off place. It is also written of the prodigal son that he gathered his goods together and took his journey into a far country. Dear ones, let us not follow afar off, but rather, may we be like John, who leaned on his breast and had sweet fellowship and communion with his Lord. Here's another verse that might be a little hard for some folks to accept, but it is the truth because it is what Jesus said. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Luke 14:33. Now, surely that would include all wrongdoing and sinful things. They should be abandoned once and for all. If you really want the Lord to walk with you, let me give you this verse in Micah 6:8. which is really the secret of walking with God. He has shewed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. There are three things here. The first one is to do justly. This would bring in the golden rule, or the scripture which says, therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Matthew 7:12. Now, this does not mean for you to take advantage of another before they have an opportunity to take advantage of you. Some folks get that scripture all twisted. They practice it in a twisted manner, too. The next thing to remember from that verse in Micah is to love mercy. Ask yourself the question, do I love mercy, or do I want revenge upon my enemies? Listen to this example which David left for us. When he came in contact with Saul, who was bitterly opposed to David and was seeking to destroy him, here's what David did. So David and Abishai came to the people by night, and behold, Saul lay sleeping within the trench, and his spear stuck in the ground at his bolster. But Abner and the people lay round about him. Then said Abishai to David, God hath delivered thine enemy into thine hand this day. Now therefore let me smite him, I pray thee, with the spear even to the earth at once, and I will not smite him the second time. And David said to Abishai, destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? David said furthermore, as the Lord liveth, the Lord shall smite him, for his day shall come to die, or he shall descend into battle and perish. The Lord forbid that I should stretch forth mine hand against the Lord's anointed, but I pray thee, take thou now the spear that is at his bolster, and the cruse of water, and let us go. So David took the spear and the cruse of water from Saul's bolster, and they got them away, and no man saw it, nor knew it, neither awaked, for they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord was fallen upon them. 1 Samuel 26:7-12. Now, if David didn't have a love for mercy, do you know what he would probably have told Abishai? He would have just told him, yes, go ahead and stick that spear right through old King Saul. He has been a bitter enemy of mine, and I don't like him anyway. But he didn't do that, because he had a love for mercy and a respect for even his enemies. Jesus said, when he was being crucified, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And the first Christian martyr, Stephen, said when he was being stoned to death, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. Then, the third and by no means the least important part of this scripture in Micah says, to walk humbly with thy God. We should realize that we don't know everything. We cannot always see far enough ahead to know what is best. And if we're following the Lord, then we should be willing for him to lead us lest we go astray. Romans 13:13 puts it this way. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. And Ephesians 5:15 says it in this manner. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Another thing which I don't want you to forget is this. You will likely receive a lot of advice. It might be from your closest friends, and it may be that their advice would not be the best to follow. Perhaps they don't understand spiritual things. Listen to this verse from Psalms 1:1. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. If you're walking like that. Listen to this promise from John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Then, here is one more verse I want to leave with you before I go. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. So the question is this. Are you abiding in the Lord according to all the knowledge and understanding you have? Are you moving up and measuring up as he shines a light on your pathway? If so, you are walking with God. If not, then you're walking in darkness, and how great is that darkness when once a person turns his back on the light. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, help us to walk humbly with the Lord when things go well and when reverses come. Keep us for thyself alone and direct our lives into the fullness of thy light. Bless each listener of the broadcast, and to thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thanks, friends, for taking the time to listen. Will you pray for us as we pray for you? And if we may be of further help to you, write us by addressing your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. We appreciate your cooperation in helping us maintain this work of faith. Here now is a song, Take the Name of Jesus With You. The singers are Lynn Carver, Arnett Carver, Troy Gentry, and Edgar Martins.
Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then where you go.
Precious name, oh, how sweet,
oh, how sweet.
Hope of earth and joy of heaven.
Precious name, oh,
how sweet,
hope of earth and joy of heaven. Take the name of Jesus ever as a shield from every snare. If temptations round you gather,
precious name,
oh, how sweet,
oh, how sweet,
hope of earth and joy of heaven.
Precious name,
oh, how sweet,
how sweet,
hope of earth and joy of heaven.
Friends, be with us again next Sunday at this same time on this same station for another gospel message. Now, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each and every one of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.